summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Ben. Now, the ASX 200 broke through the 5,400 points for the first time since August yesterday, but then it fell a little bit after that. But clearly what's going on is that the index is gaining, fifth straight day of gains. Do you think the sell in May and go away adage doesn't apply for the Australian market?
Good morning, Melissa. It definitely does apply, primarily because our heavily weighted banking index, three out of the big four banks go ex-dividend, and that's pretty much what it's predicated on. So yes, we're not immune to the sell in May and go away. And historically and traditionally, we sort of get off on the right foot to May, which is, you know, what you're alluding to and the way it's unfolded so far, only to fall in a heap between now and it sort of, you know, carries over to June. So I'm watching that. I'm watching this market. You mentioned 5,400 points. That's, you know, a psychologically important level for our market. And, you know, we're following global indexes up a lot of this based on central bank and anticipated central bank action. But there's a lot that could bring us unstuck. You know, we've got an election here in Australia. You know, the Federal Reserve's moves, I guess, is a little bit of an uncertainty, you know, a potential Brexit as well. So there's factors that can work against us, and you know, obviously, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and it is an old adage that I like to use. It's an old rugby expression, actually, but you know, when we've rallied up so far, it just leaves a lot of wiggle room for the downside. The old up the staircase, down the elevator shaft. That's another good adage that, you know, we could potentially be looking back later in May and certainly saying.
You're full of adages today, Ben. But you mentioned the elections. Now, are you expecting a lot of volatility heading up to the 2nd July elections?
Unfortunately, yes. That's just traditionally the way things go. It's a bit of a dent on consumer confidence. No one quite knows what to take stock of and what's going to happen. So, we do historically see a little bit of a pullback or a little bit of a pause for breath during an election period. And, of course, we've got a particularly long one, as you mentioned, early July. So, I mean, outside of the US, where we, you know, you see it coming for a year away. Generally, when an election is called in Australia, you've got about a month. That's sort of, you know, at the outside. But we've got a little bit more than that. So I'm already sick and tired of it. But and unfortunately, I think the markets are going to show some trepidation.
But are you changing your position on any of the asset classes ahead of this?
Not really. I mean, the consumer discretionaries is a sector of the market that generally tends to feel the pinch a little bit more. So, I would certainly be just watching that. But obviously, if they fall into deep value territory, then, you know, that might be the time to strike. Commodities have been interesting. Obviously, you know, we've seen a little bit of a run up and now a little bit of a pullback. I mentioned the banks, they traditionally go into a little bit of a lull after they've paid their dividends. And, you know, we're also watching our Reserve Bank, our central bank here in Australia. They certainly revised lower their inflation forecasts. And given that deflation is a very clear and present danger for the global economy, I think that, you know, they're probably going to, we're probably going to see some further action from them in over the next couple of months. So those high-yielding sectors will certainly be back in vogue, of which the banks are one, no doubt. You can shop around and get better yield, get better bang for your buck in terms of returns on yields than the banks. So sort of they'd be the names that I'd be looking at the moment.
Well, you know, yesterday Moody's said that Aussie banks are likely to face a slowdown in earnings this year. So given, I mean, despite the dividend, attractive dividend yields for banks, do you think that report might weigh a little bit on sentiment towards banks?
Oh, I'm sure it will, and I don't think anyone's expecting anything significant in terms of growth from banks, given the provisions for bad and doubtful debts are going to start moving out again, given net interest margins are just under incredible pressure, obviously, that's the push-pull factor of the central bank cutting rates. It means that net interest margins are going to continue to weigh on banks. So outside of their yield, it's hard to get excited about them. Like, it's going to be no to low growth, and a lot of that's sort of going to be on cost-out measures. I would sort of certainly side with the ratings agency there, and something that, pretty much all and sundry have been flagging.
And you also mentioned commodities a little bit earlier. Ben, tell us your position in the long term. Is this a short-term stand that you're taking on commodities?
I continue to like gold, as I have for some time. Commodities across the board, they have had a good run up. Probably a lot of that has been short covering and a little bit of better Chinese economic data. Of course, we're also seeing the US dollar has been a little bit resurgent in the last week or two, but prior to that it was coming back, and everything denominated in US dollars obviously gets a little bit of a boost from that, and of course all commodities are. But they've hit a bit of an inflection point now. It's just going to be interesting to see how much this pullback continues to play out. Whether we see, we had in China inflation data a day or two back, and obviously there's scope there for further stimulus if the PBOC wishes, and obviously if we do see further signs of that, then that should be another shot in the arm for commodities, especially if we see any other stimulus packages that are announced. So it's very much in flow. BHP was talking about organic growth yesterday. I think that's the way a lot of companies are going to be focused at the moment. And of course, also you can't rule out some of those badly beaten up commodities. If you've got companies with distressed balance sheets and are staring over the precipice of insolvency, then you can't rule out M&A in the space. Now, we've seen a little bit of that in the oil and gas sector here in Australia. So that's something else that I would certainly be keeping my eyes and ears peeled for.
Thanks so much for speaking with us today. That was Ben Lebrun, Market Analyst at Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area, visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!